Hello, this is Harold Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, August 30th, 2013, and today, once again, we are talking about Syria. War with Syria, the U.S. public, weary and tired of war after so many years of fighting. This is reflected quite clearly in the war poll numbers of the anti-Syrian war polls. President Obama, however, seems very excited about this. He wants this war. I have a quote from him from just yesterday, I believe it was. He said, quote, "Hardly anybody disputes that chemical weapons were used on a large scale in Syria against civilian populations. If we are saying in a clear and decisive but very limited way, we send a shot across the bow saying, stop doing this. This can have a positive impact on our national security over the long term." Yes, we've been down that road before, haven't we? We have heard that before. President Obama telegraphs his punches by describing, quote, "a limited punitive strike." He tells them, for some reason, what we are going to do. Just as George W. Bush told us in Iraq, it won't take long and it won't cost much. He does the same thing, folks, just a limited standoff attack. Obama, caught between a rock and a hard place with his ultimatum, his red line warning to the Syrians, he has to be seen as sending a message. The message, do not ignore our ultimatums, and if you do, you will do so at your peril. His credibility is at stake, you see. The U.S., however, on shaky ground with this war. The U.S. on shaky ground legally with this attack. The U.S., the U.N., the United Nations has not finished its investigation, and the U.S. seems more than anxious to push ahead before hearing the final results of what the U.N. has to say. I wonder what that will be. The U.K. Parliament, England, their parliament, voted against David Cameron's war proposal. This was the first time since 1782 that Parliament had voted against a sitting Prime Minister who asked for war. The last time, 1782, was when Parliament voted to acquiesce to American independence rather than continue the war in America. France says it's still in, but it would still like to see the UN report. Germany says no, count us out. Obama says, well, that's okay, we'll go it alone if we have to, but going it alone is somewhat difficult. See, the UK, the United Kingdom, is the only other coalition country capable of sea-launched cruise missile attack. France has air capability, but not sea capability. One other thing for the Obama administration to be concerned about, although I understand that they're only concerned about it when it pleases them to be, and that is Article 51 of the UN Charter. Article 51 of the UN Charter calls planning, preparation, initiation, or waging wars of aggression a crime against peace, a very serious crime. This crime against peace concept came into the UN Charter as a result of the Nuremberg Principles. So, aggression against another country is a crime of peace. Now, we are to accept the crime written as a result of Nazi war crimes for ourselves. We lay down with the history of Nazi war criminals by our side. Why would we do this? Why? Obama's credibility, perhaps? Removal of Mr. Assad from Syria? Why? I mean, who cares what dictator runs Syria? If we concede that Assad is bad, he's a really bad dictator. Is Al-Qaeda any better? That's who we are launching our cruise missile arsenal in favor of. Al-Qaeda, I assume that is the organization we want in power. The same organization that sent a series of suicide bombers into Iraq to kill innocent civilians just last night to achieve its ends and possibly to end up with a friendly dictator. Obama needs Russia. The same Mr. Putin that he has had such conflicts lately over the Ed Snowden affair and others. I'm sure Russian cooperation would carry a high price. And I am sure the Russians enjoy seeing Mr. Obama twist on his own petard. Well, back in the USA, Congress is still on vacation, still out for its five-week vacation. But 98 Republicans and 18 Democrats have signed a letter warning that a unilateral attack is a War Powers Act violation. The War Powers Act requires these things to go through Congress so there can be public debate. Shame on the rest of Congress who have forgotten that they are bound by the U.S. Constitution, constitutionally minded. Anti-war Democrats, especially, are very rare these days, rare birds indeed, anti-war Democrats, not many still in existence. Congress should come home, that's my opinion, folks, come home from your vacation and force a public debate, and let's talk about this war before we start it. That's the way I see it, folks. Friday, August 30th, 2013. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.